Okay, so the topic that Be'ezras Hashem I'd like to discuss tonight is the topic of kinetic wristwatches, also called automatic wristwatches. These are ones which are self-winding. So as a person moves, what's happening is that there's a small rotor inside the watch, and it detects your movement. And as you move doing your daily business, you are actually causing the watch to become charged. So are you allowed to wear one of these on Shabbos? This is our question, because every time you go on.
Does it detect?
It's every time you move. Every time you move. Right. So either every time you're moving. That's right. Every time you move. Every time you move, what you're doing is you're causing it to charge. Yeah, you're causing it to charge. So that's our question this evening: automatic watches on Shabbos. Are you allowed to wear one on Shabbos? Are you allowed to wear one? So the Poskim discussed this. Let's think about it. What would be the potential problems? So if it's actually stopped right now. Right? It's not working. So by you moving, you're causing it to start to work. You're activating it. So under these circumstances, all the poskim say that it would be forbidden to put one of these watches on. Because you're causing the electricity, you're creating electricity, which is considered a malocha gumura, and you have intent for this, you want it to become activated. So everybody agrees that such a thing would be forbidden, and this is discussed in Orchas Shabbos Perek Chavov Oisnun. Yes.
Sorry, it's not the automatic watch you're talking with a battery
without. No, the self-winding or kinetic watches. The kinetic, what you're causing. You're causing a charge. You're causing it to become charged, right? Yeah, there's no battery. There's a rotor there that becomes activated by your movements, yeah? And so every time you move, you are charging it. It doesn't have a battery, but there is a charge that's happening. There's a zerem that's being caused.
But if it's working, Amanda, even if you don't move,
Right, now if you if it's working right now it's on. So am I allowed then to wear it on Shabbos? Yeah, right now it's working. When Shabbos comes in, this watch is working. So am I allowed to keep on wearing it? So this is actually a very big machlokes, whether a person is allowed to. The Arachas Shabbos in the aforementioned source says that it's forbidden to. It's forbidden to. He says, even though right now it's already charged. Right now it's charged. And you're not interested in it being further charged right now because it has enough charge in it to last for the whole of Shabbos. Even so, and even though you're not mechaven, even though you don't really have intent, you're not looking at it to like dafka moving your hand, you're just going about your daily life. And even though ve'ena choshpo, even though you're not even noticing that you're causing it to charge, nevertheless, the Arachas Shabbos says that Kiven Shesoris Elu Enu Mukhrochis, these rationales, he finds them unconvincing. And therefore he says, Lachain Eni Namaisa Ein La'anoid Shonzeb Shabbos, you shouldn't wear an automatic watch on Shabbos, even if it has enough charge in it for Shabbos. And in fact, he doesn't bring the Chazanish, but the Chazanish is brought in Dinivan Hogas Peri Gimel Oisyotes. And he also agrees that you shouldn't wear it on Shabbos, even though it was already round up when Shabbos came in. Okay, so he's the Shitta who says that it's Osa. On the other hand, we do find, I have found B'siyata Dishmaya, a number of other poskim who actually say that it is permitted to wear one of these watches on Shabbos. And there's a long footnote in Shmir Shabbos Kilchoso, Peret Chaf Ches, in the new version, footnote Nun Zayin. And he speaks there about Shon Otomati, one of these automatic watches. And he says as follows. He says, as long as it's working already when Shabbos comes in, you can continue wearing it. And he brings us precedents, the Chalkas Yaakov, Chalak Aleph, Simon Ayin Hey, and others, the Tzitz Eliezer, Chalak Tess, Simon Chaf, and others. And he says that these are allowed to be worn on Shabbos as long as when Shabbos comes in, it's already working. By the way, when were these invented? So there was a... watchmaker in Switzerland, where else, in the late 1700s, and he is the one who first painted to this idea, but they were very rare until the early 1900s. But from the early 1900s, we already have poskim, as we see, like, including the Chazon Ish and the Chalkas Yaakov and others who are already discussing this issue. So they say, as opposed to the Chazon Ish, who says it's forbidden, on the other hand, we find that the Shmir Shabbos Kalchosa says that it's fine, and he brings a number of points from Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Firstly, he says, Kiven Shasha'in Poyol, you aren't actually giving it charge that it needs right now. It's already charged. All you're doing is you're extending the charge with a tenua kala, with a small action. So he says that since it's already totally working, your actions are inconsequential. They're totally irrelevant. Right, it says you're not actually making any tikkun over here in the watch at all, because it's already a totally working watch, and therefore by you moving around, you actually aren't making any difference. And we'll come to that shortly. But he's not machal. He doesn't mention that. He says as long as it's working when Shabbos comes in, it's fine. He says maybe this should be considered makah bepatish, because by you moving, so it's like you're causing the final hammer blow, because now you're giving it more electricity. So he says you can't involve makah bepatish over here, because he says ef shalema al dovah shenase kama vakama pomim bayom diyashav. If it's something that's happening again and again and again, you can't say that's the final hammer blow, because you're moving the whole time. So therefore, he says, even if you have, even if you do have some kavona nira de'ein le'esor, that it's not forbidden. And so Rav Shlomo Zalman comes out that it seems to be, as far as Rav Shlomo Zalman mentions over here, Shmir Shabbos Kalchosa, that it's absolutely fine as long as it's going when Shabbos comes in. Now, neither of these shittas, the Chazon Ish or Rav Shlomo Zalman, are machalak between how much charge there is. Now, how long can one of these watches keep going if you don't actually move it? I spoke today to a watchmaker, and I asked him, and he said most of the ones on the market are 36 to 48 hours, yeah, 1.5 to 2 days, that's something lost, but there are some that go to up to 7 days. And he said there are even some expensive ones that actually tell you how much charge, how much reserve power they have and how long it will still go for, if it isn't moved. Now, does that make a difference, at all? So, the Shevet Halevi in Chelek Gimel, Simon Tzadi Zayin, he discusses this point. He sides with the shittas who are lenient, wearing one of these kinetic watches on Shabbos. He says, it's Eina Mischaven Lakach, when you're moving, you don't have kavono, you're not intending Davka to make the charge, you're just moving about your daily life. And since it's already charged, he says, it's a psik resha dali ichpasle. It's, even though it's happening, definitely as a result of your actions, but you don't really care about it happening because it's already charged when Shabbos comes in. So he says it's fine too. However, if it's a Yom Tov HaSomoch LeShabbos, if it's a Yom Tov next to a Shabbos, or a two-day Yom Tov, and because of you moving, you are actually causing that it should remain charged for the end of Yom Tov as well, then he says that's a psik resha d'nichalei. He says then it's going to be happening automatically, but you're happy that it's happening so that you can tell what time Yom Tov goes out when you're looking at your watch towards... Yes, you should be able to wear it for 1 day Yom Tov. Yeah, first... and then you're right, if it's a 2 day Yom Tov, maybe it's Asmi Monav Shach. Okay, a good Svara Lahokal. Very good Svara Lahokal. So he says that if it's a Yom Tov HaSomach LeShabbos, he says then better not to, but in the end he remains Betzorach Ian. And he says, Ein Bonukech Limchais Piat HaNoigim Lahokal. He says that, that we don't have the ability to try and prevent those who are lenient, even if it's a Shabbos and a Yom Tov. And as you're saying, if it's a 2 day Yom Tov, there's, even slightly more lenient, than a Shabbos followed by Yom Tov. So Hayetzim Edvarenu is everybody should have their own Rav, Asei Lecharav. And we've seen a number of different approaches over here. The side of the Chazon Ish is totally Osa. Rav Shlomo Zalman, in Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa, which does, amongst the poskim that I've spoken to, seem to be the mainstream, which is that it's muta, and then this compromised position of the Shevet Halevi, who says that you can wear it, but only if you're sure that there's enough charge to finish off the Shabbos of the Yom Tov. Hashem should help us. We should have a wonderful Shabbos. We'll always be able to tell the time beyond time for the Tfilis. Be'ez Hashem. Shkeich.